Nama Chan Hari Das Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sukha Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Si, Advaita Gadadhar Jyoti Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopidas, Shama Kunda Radha Kadi Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dhan Ki Jai, Navadab Dhan Ki Jai, Ganga Jamuna Tulsi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Nanda Gauri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Gopa Premanandi, All glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Karanga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasta Today Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sivadvaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 7 Chapter 6 Verse 1 Parada Uvacha Komara Acharya Pragyo Dharman Bhagavataniha Durlabha Manusham Janma Agapya Dhruvam Artadham. Sri Parada Uvacha. Parada Maharaj said, Komara, in the tender age of childhood, Acharet should practice Pragya, one who is intelligent, Dharman, occupational duties, Bhagavatam, which are devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iha, in this life, a durlabham, very rarely obtained, manusham, human, janma, birth, tat, that, api, even, a dhruvam, impermanence, artadham, full of meaning. Translation, Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life, one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. The whole purpose of Vedic civilization, of reading the Vedas, is to attain the perfect stage of devotional service in the human form of life. According to the Vedic system, therefore, from the very beginning of life, the Brahmacharya system is introduced so that from one's very childhood, from age of 5 years, one can practice modifying one's human activities so as to engage perfectly in devotional service. As confirmed from Bhagavad Gita, svapamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. Even a little advancement on this path can protect him from the most dangerous type of fear. Modern civilization, not referring to the verdicts of Vedic literature, is so cruel to the members of human society that instead of teaching children to become brahmacharis, it teaches mothers to kill their children even in the womb on the plea of curbing the increase of population. And if by chance a child is saved, he is educated only for sense gratification. Gradually, throughout the entire world, human society is losing interest in the perfection of life. Indeed, men are living like cats and dogs, spoiling the duration of their human lives by actually preparing to migrate again to the degraded species among the 8,400,000 forms of life. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is anxious to serve human society by teaching people to perform devotional service, which can save a human being from being degraded again to animal life. As already stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavata Dharma consists of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Arshanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Amanivedanam. In all the schools, colleges, and universities, and at home, all children and youth should be taught to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, they should be taught to hear the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, to put them into practice in their lives, and thus become strong in devotional service, free from fear of being degraded to animal life. Following Bhagavata Dharma has been made extremely easy in this age of Kali. The Shastra says, Harinama, 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 Kevalam, Kalona, Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Nastya, Gatiranyata. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everyone engaged in the practice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will be completely cleansed from the core of his heart and be saved from the cycle of birth and death. Translation from Maharaj said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of life from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. The previous chapter recited how, or reported how, Prahlad was not convinced by his teachers, and when playtime came, he began teaching his fellow students about bhakti. So this is his teachings, the very famous verse often quoted by Prabhupada. What this says is that one who is Kumara, which means we have different ages of people, and Kumara means a very young person. Technically, of course, Krishna has three ages: his Kumara period, his Pauganda period, and his Kishora period, and he doesn't even get beyond that to Yovana. And the Kumara is described as from birth all the way up to 5 years old. Kumara here therefore means that even when they're a young child, even before they start school, even before they become brahmacharis, they should start their Bhagavad Dharma. If they are intelligent, one who is pragya will start this education. Now, of course, how can a child be intelligent when he's only 3 years old? Very difficult. So at least the parents have to be intelligent enough to do that. And of course, some children are more inclined than others, but we see that the Asura children were also subject to this teaching of Prahlad. They could also accept to some degree, even though they were born in demon families. So everyone, when they're young, has some capacity to absorb the teachings of bhakti. It is good fortune if a person has the experience of this information when they're a young child. So what is this information? What is this knowledge? It is Bhagavata Dharma, Dharman Bhagavatam. So this is not referred to simply occupational duties. It actually means bhakti. And Prabhupada explains that in the purport, that it means sravanam, etc. So we should not mistake this dharma for the other dharma, the varnashram system. This is Bhagavata Dharma. So of course, Krishna Bhagavad Gita says, give up all dharmas and surrender unto me. This is another dharma. So this is not taken in the usual sense of dharma, but in the sense of a path of activity. So the path of activity is Bhagavata Dharma. That is process of bhakti or devotional service. So an intelligent person when they're young should undertake this process of Bhagavata Dharma. They can do it in different ways. Here Prahlad is teaching his fellow students and they're hearing. So that is one process, of course. But there are many ways in which you can practice Bhagavata Dharma. So we see that Parikshit, for instance, when he was a young child, would be worshipping forms of the Lord. Dolls or whatever he would be playing and he'd be worshipping the Lord. So there are many ways in which young children can also be engaged in devotional service. Obviously, because their minds are less developed, they cannot understand all of the philosophy and do all the activities. But to the extent that they can engage in devotional activities. The process of bhakti is such that anyone can do it, and anyone gets effect. We cannot say the same for jnana and yoga. A kumara cannot do jnana. He cannot study Vedanta sutras and do tapasyas. He cannot do the yoga system. But a small child can do bhakti and get benefit from it. Of course, they could try to do jnana, but they won't get any benefit from it. But bhakti, whatever attempt they make, is beneficial for them. So we see it's beneficial even for animals, what to speak of human beings. So human beings, even if they're children, get benefit from this devotional service, even if they don't fully understand it. And we see the people who accidentally do bhakti also get advantage from it. So therefore children also, if they intentionally do something, even if they don't fully understand it, they get great benefit from this process. So here Prahlad is saying that you should take this process. Why? Because human life is very rare. You get the opportunity in human life for advancement. And if you don't take advantage of it and you start doing sinful activities, then you degrade yourself and you can become an animal or a plant or whatever. So you get the opportunity to be a human being and therefore you should take advantage of it. So the advantage of human life is not eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's already animals can do that. So there's something special. And therefore it says, artadham. That's something of value, something of meaning. The human life can give meaning or give value. You can get something from it. So something better than animals. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Something better than that. So what is that? Obviously, following scriptures, following the processes of karma, jnana, sangha, and bhakti yoga. But as I said, the other processes you cannot practice when you're a small child. Only practice you can do is bhakti. And furthermore, even if you don't do the other practices, you can still do bhakti. And all the other processes culminate in bhakti also. So therefore, the shortcut is simply to do bhakti. Therefore, the real value of human life is obtained when one takes to the path of bhakti. And therefore, start when one is young. And then he also says here, the human life is adhruvam, which means uncertain.
which means we don't know when it's going to end. So the child is 3 years old. How long is his life? Maybe it is 10, maybe it is 20, maybe it is 30, maybe it is 100. We don't know. But in any case, you should start immediately the process of bhakti. And it's always beneficial. So though a person may not complete the process and go from shraddha to prema, there is no difficulty if one does not complete the process, because that effect stays with the person. And even next lifetime and next lifetime and next lifetime will continue the process. So one begins at a young age and does a little bhakti, it is valuable. So even if one does a little bhakti when one is young and then stops later on, even that is not lost. And one can continue a next lifetime. Or one can continue later in life. So it is a very flexible process. Whenever it is executed, it has permanent results for that jiva. So we're not speaking of bodies, we're speaking of the jiva himself. So the jiva goes from body to body to body, and he takes that bhakti with him, life after life. Our bodies change, the jiva and his bhakti do not change. So one has to start somewhere, sometime. So therefore, when one is a child, it is best that one takes to this process of bhakti. The children, of course, are very susceptible to anything, any learning. Very, very quickly they can learn something. There is one someone in India, computer guy, who was experimenting around with kids. So he got a computer, stuck it in a slum someplace, and just left it there. And then he was very surprised, he came back. All the kids knew how to operate the computer, they knew how to get on the internet, they were doing all sorts of things. Nobody taught them. They just learned on their own. Experiment with the computer. He even did something in South India. He took a computer to South India, put it in the village, and he just has some very technical information on the computer about cells or something, and something like a very chemical compounds and things like this. Okay, now no one's going to figure this out. He left it with the kids for some time, and everybody looked at it. And they couldn't figure it out. But they could understand what it was about. We said, we don't understand this, but you know, it's about this cells and it's about these chemicals and all this. It was all in English. And they didn't speak any English. So how do they learn? They learned English also on the computer. They managed to learn this by themselves. So children are very flexible. Left on their own, they can do things, and they can, if they have a little guidance one way or the other, they can think something and learn something very easily. It's not difficult for them. No. So they also say that usually all of this information that we have as adult, usually it comes when one is a child. All the information gets in there when you're a child, and then you carry it with you when you're adult. After you're adult, it's very difficult to learn anything. So better that you learn everything when you're a child. So therefore, the same thing for bhakti. Put it in the child when they're young. And they have that experience there when they're young. Then it stays there. And it may, even if they don't continue, it can service later on in this life, or it can go on to the next lifetime. So it's always valuable. It is artadam at all times. So it is a necessity that we start, because we do not know when the human life will end. It is adruvam. So many people will say, well, I will do some spiritual life when I'm older, and I'll retire from, you know, working and everything. Then I'll start my spiritual life. But nobody knows what's going to happen. Will you reach that age or not? And if you do, will you take to the process? Will you have enough energy to do anything after that point? Nobody can predict. So at least start at some point. If one cannot start at Kumara age, then at least start sometime whenever. Because even if it is done later, it is not a difficult process. So as I said, when it's children, easy to remember, easy to learn everything. But even if one is adult, again, it is not a difficult process. And therefore, this is the prescribed process recommended by Krishna Bhagavad Gita, and in Kali Yuga especially, Lord Chaitanya is recommending Nam Sankirtan, as the process for everyone. Very easy. Among all the processes of bhakti, Nam Sankirtan is easiest. Least qualification, least learning, and highest effect. So therefore, he says, you simply take to the chanting of the holy name. Anyone can do it. They can start any time, whether you're a householder, whether you're a renounced person, whether you're low class or high class, whether you're young or whether you're old, whether you're a man or whether you're a woman. Take to the process of bhakti and you can advance. Prahlad is giving some teachings to his fellow children here. And because they are young, therefore he's saying you better start now with this process. And they'll have very good effect on you for your whole life. Bhakti is so valuable that whenever we do it, its effect remains. Children should start it if they get the chance. But if we don't have the chance, then even later on, we should take to the process. Because human life is adruva, very uncertain. So therefore, we should take to it. In this way, at least we get the artha out of it, which the animals and the plants can't do. If we do that, then we are successful. We've used the human life properly. What is the final result? If we don't perfect, next lifetime, we advance beyond that and we continue the process until we become successful. The process is always artada. It's full of value for us.
Tortured by Sandar Kamarka, by instruction of father. But where his classmates were along with him, is there anyone who has tortured him? All these Asura's children are studying with him.
Yeah.
The classmates. They did not have given any hard time to Prahlad Maharaj.
Doesn't mention anything, no.
And he was preaching to these kids, his friends. Any of them has become a devotee? Or
it's not also mentioned.
There is no help.
Yeah.
But there is some result, maybe in future they become a...
Possibly. Bali Maharaj became a devotee. A grandson. Well, one can take to the practice as a child or as an adult, it doesn't really matter, but whenever you can, you take to the process. That's the message. It's not that you become unsuccessful if you don't practice when you're a child and you practice later on. Even then, you can also get good advantage, but any time is good, but preferably it is easier when you're a child, because children accept everything. And when you're an adult, then you have all sorts of doubts. Because you get other education also, so then you have to fight those other doubts in order to become convinced.
But sometimes we see in ISKCON, tell me about particularly ISKCON, some Gurukul boys, they practice from the beginning very nicely.
Mm.
After that, they become mature and they become like a demon. They eat everything, they do everything, they do all nonsense.
Yeah, well, that's also possible. So I said, but anyway, nothing is lost. We cannot predict what's going to happen to a child later on due to bad influence, due to satsanga or whatever. So anything can happen. But at least that was a valuable part of their life, and even if they know nothing else in this lifetime, good. Next lifetime they get saved at least from hellish existence and they can advance from that point. If they didn't do anything, it would be much worse. Much worse. Yeah, well, satsanga, bad association. Yeah. As long as they don't commit aparads. If they commit aparads, then the bhakti itself may get destroyed also.
How do you unwaya? How is the unwaya? Because it's a dharma, kama, bhagavatam.
Well, it's Dharman modified by Bhagavata. So it is devotional Dharma, in other words, we can say. Dharma, yeah. One should practice the Dharmas of Bhagavatas. Or of devotion or whatever like that. Huh? Well, Dharma is the object. Bhagavata is the adjective. Yeah, descriptive. Anytime. Anytime they can do it. When they first speak, they speak about Krishna. Very good. Well, you can't force them by any means, but at least you encourage them, that's all. Just like teaching is not you force them to do something. You, as much as possible, you give them some knowledge. And that's all. You can't force them to learn something. Otherwise, if you do that, they won't learn. And different children will have different capacities. This is different. Adults have different capacities. You cannot force an adult to do something they don't want to do. But, you know, if they're willing, they can learn something. Some learn more than others.
I just want to go around.
I said you were.